This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root in the middle of, I hope you saw that open, in the middle of Trump being so popular, 50% approval, 3 points higher than Obama at the same time. I forgot to mention, so every day for 2.5 years, the media says, we hate him. Trump's horrible, Trump's Hitler, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a racist. If you're black, you have to hate him. If you're Hispanic, you have to hate him. Lowest black unemployment, lowest Hispanic unemployment ever. Doesn't matter, gotta hate him. This is the brainwashing drivel you hear every day. Every day for the same 2.75 years that Obama was president, what did you hear? Gotta love him. First black president, he's wonderful. He walks on water, he's the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's what you heard every day. Despite the drumbeat of Obama's great, Obama can do no wrong, Obama walks on water, Obama is Jesus Christ. Obama was 3 points lower in approval on the same day than Trump. Do you understand the significance of that? You can't brainwash the American people anymore. They're on to you. We know that all the media and all the pollsters are creeps and frauds. We got your number. You can't stop Wayne Root. You can't stop Donald Trump. You can't stop the Trump train. MAGA, we've made America great again. That's why you can't stop us. See, it was about making America great again. And most liberals, you know, just laughed at that. It's a bunch of dumb deplorables. They don't possibly believe that. America's not great. We hate America. These guys can't believe America's great. There's no American exceptionalism. That's what liberals say. Terrible people, by the way. Who would even think that? I was saying that to my guest a moment ago. Liz Peek of the New York Post was my guest on radio. And I said, you know, I'm an SOB, a son of a butcher. My father bought a new Cadillac once every 4 years. My father had a blood-stained apron on and left for work at 3 in the morning to go to the meat market in the freezing cold and the dark in New York. My father only cared about his kids, me and my sister Lori, Wayne and Lori. That's all he cared about. He worked all day. And he broke his back, and we both went to Columbia University. We both graduated valedictorian of our high school and both got into an Ivy League school and went to Columbia University. And my sister became a lawyer, and I became an entrepreneur. I was pre-law for 4 years, but I hated lawyers and became an entrepreneur. The more I met lawyers, the more I said I could never be a lawyer. So I became an entrepreneur and a business owner, and then eventually a member of the media that I hate, too, by the way. And so all I could say to you is I am successful in America. By every measure, successful in America. God bless America. How can anyone hate America? You know who hates America? Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are such socialist, Marxist, communist, globalist, open border losers, just like AOC and the Squad. They have such a hatred for America that it's clear that they want to destroy our country. It's clear that Democrats in general now have sold out and want to destroy our country. So let me skip some of this really important stuff and skip to what I think is the number one news story of the day. Pelosi and Schiff Democrats block all funding for the U.S. border wall. You've heard about my project, rootwall.com. Now the chickens are coming home to roost. Now you know how important my project is, rootwall.com. Because we have to stand up and fight for the wall. Because Congress will never give Trump a penny. So they've allocated zero funding for the wall, but they passed funding in the budget today for border security in Jordan, Egypt, Lebanon, and Assad, Syria. Oh, and I think Tunisia, too. So can you explain that to me? Can anyone explain? I'm going to tell you what I think. Remember, this is an opinion show, and it's just my opinion. It's not the opinion of Newsmax. not the opinion of anyone but me. I'm just telling you what I think as a smart guy with gut instinct and common sense. Liberals call me a conspiracy theorist, except every single thing I ever theorized turns out to be right. I'd like a 99.9% success rate. If I was a Major League Baseball hitter, I'd be batting 990. And liberals keep guessing at things about Trump and promoting theories, conspiracy theories, and all of theirs are wrong. Just like Harry Reid's against Mitt Romney, they didn't pay any taxes. That's why they call us conspiracy theorists. Because Saul Alinsky said, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. They keep promoting lying, fraud, conspiracy theories, none of which turn out to be true, and everything I say turns out to be right. And common sense tells me nobody would be willing to fight the wall the way liberals do. Nobody. Nobody could look at the 9 dead people yesterday. 3 women, 3 beautiful women, and 6 beautiful children slaughtered, massacred in Mexico by the drug cartels and say, we don't have a problem, we don't want a wall, we don't need a wall. Nobody would say that unless they're bought and paid for and bribed. The Democratic Party is bribed and paid for by the Mexican drug cartels, as sure as I'm standing here. How could you be so silly, so ignorant to not agree with me on this one? We know that El Chapo was on trial, and his lieutenants testified he gave $100 million to the president of Mexico to look the other way and let the drugs come up to America. We know that another lieutenant said he gave $1 million to the president of Honduras to look the other way and let the drugs into his country. So you don't think that they're backing the Democratic Party? Why else would anybody look you in the face and say, we're not giving you a dime for the wall? Why would they, every inch and ounce of their body is to fight the wall? Why? Here's the actual numbers. The $5 billion that Trump requested Congress appropriate for border wall construction along our border with Mexico equals 0.1% of the almost $5 trillion budget presented today by the Office of Management and Budget. We're spending almost $5 trillion a year. It's 4.745, $4 trillion a year. And Congress has appropriated zero. Trump wants 0.1, not even 1%, a hundredth of a percent. Congress is giving him zero for the wall. Zero for the wall. Now, you explain to me that I'm wrong. That is, can't be, because the entire Democratic Party has accepted bribes from the Mexican drug cartel, and the reason they're doing it is that's why, in Nevada, as an example, where I live, every Democrat that runs for office is well-funded. Conservatives have no money. It's amazing. The Republicans have no money. The Democrats are rich as could be. They outspent us in the last election, in the 2018 midterms. Like my buddy was running for Congress, Danny Tarkanian. His ads were outspent by Democrats 4-1. There were 4 ads for Susie Lee, his Democrat opponent, who's an extreme left-wing loser. 4 ads to every one for Danny Tarkanian. Aren't we supposed to be the party of the rich? Yeah, we can't raise any money. And I see it every day. All our candidates are broke, and it's hard to raise money. And that's why all our candidates are rhinos, because there's no money for the average person that votes Republican, because our voters are all working class and middle class people. They're butchers and bakers and candlestick makers. And the only way you get money as a Republican is corporations and PACs, right? So we get all your money. So they're all rhinos who fight for corporations and PACs. But at least they're pro-business, and at least they don't fight the average American worker like Democrats do, try and destroy us and steal all our money the way Democrats do. But they're still not great, because we can't give any money. That's the real truth. But the Democratic Party is so rich. Why? Their whole base is drug addicts, felons, homeless people, illegal aliens, and people on welfare. So the Democratic Party should have no money. Yet they're rich as could be. Can anyone explain that to me? Could it be that the Mexican drug cartels are sending billions of dollars to America, $199 at a time, so each donation is below the limit where you have to disclose who you are and that you're an American citizen and what you do for a living? So you just send it in $199 at a time, or $99 at a time even. Little donations by the thousands. People must be sitting in factories and warehouses in Mexico just filling out the DNC donation forms and each individual candidate's donation forms, because they are rich and we are poor, and they are fighting the wall in a way you can't believe. Now to what Bernie Sanders thinks is his immigration policy. He came out with it today. Tell me these aren't people that are bought and paid by the Mexican drug cartel. Bernie says, halt all deportations. No one could ever be sent out of this country, even if they're a murderer and a rapist. Number one. Number two, abolish ICE. He doesn't even want there to be officers of the law who are upholding our border. Number three, welcome 50,000 climate migrants. 50,000 people who say, why are you coming to America? What are you running from? Si, senor, we are running from hot weather. Is this, am I in a real world or is this a fantasy? It's got to be a comedy out of Saturday Night Live. You're running from hot weather? You're running from global warming? You can't take Mexico to Guatemala because it's hot down there? Really? Wow. And then, wait a minute, I'm not done. Here's the one to let you know that the Democratic Party is so corrupt and so evil, it's beyond belief. He, of course he wants health care for every illegal, for free health care. You and I don't get free. Ours is destroying the middle class and bankrupting us. But every illegal should come here and get free health care. And he wants full welfare to everyone who comes across the border. So he wants open borders, no ICE, no police, halt all deportations, welcome 50,000 climate migrants a year, give welfare to everyone who comes, and give health care to everyone who comes. You know what that means? We'd have 3 billion people in America in a year. We'd be bigger than China. Do you know what China's like? Everybody's poor. Everyone lives in misery. The government tells them what to do. They can't take a step without the government telling them what to do. And they all wear masks over their face because when you have 1 billion people, the pollution is so bad. Your life is spent in a fog of smog. The air is black. And there's garbage all over the ground when you have 1 billion people. What if America had 3 billion? Bernie Sanders' plan would leave America with 3 billion people, which means the 300,000 who live here that tend to vote Republican by a little bit would all be outvoted forevermore by foreigners who come here illegally through an open border because the whole world wants free health care and free full welfare benefits. This is what we're up against, and it's time to say it. You are evil. Evil. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy. Our right to own firearms. Our right to trial by jury.
Our right to be free, to live our own lives without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents.
questions.
We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. We have a guest tonight, by the way. Great guest, actually, today and tomorrow. Today we've got Bernie Kerik, the former police commissioner of New York. During 9/11, one of the great heroes, I believe, in the history of American law enforcement, and a guy who went through hell, later got indicted and arrested and imprisoned and put in solitary confinement, and came out the other end, and he's the greatest guy you've ever met in your life. And he's out there fighting on behalf of American heroes, soldiers unjustly put on trial for killing the enemy. That's their job. And he fought for them, and he won. And they were court-martials. Great stuff. We'll talk about that, too. But mostly we're going to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and the anti-police demonstrations that raged over the weekend in New York. And I thought, who better to get on than Bernie Kerik? So we'll have him on live tonight. Tomorrow we'll have on Alan Dershowitz, the famed lawyer, to discuss this impeachment inquiry and this impeachment case against President Trump. Who else would you go to for that but Alan Dershowitz, one of the, if not the greatest constitutional lawyer in the United States today? And we're also going to take your calls tomorrow night. I promised I would on Fridays, and I'm going to take calls tomorrow. Make sure you take the number down, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. So it's now been revealed there's a memo exposing Facebook's policy to remove any content that contains the name of the anti-Trump CIA whistleblower, Eric Chiaramella. That's the name everybody allegedly says is the whistleblower, Eric Chiaramella. And Facebook wants to remove the content, and Fox News wants to remove the content, and everybody seems to want to remove the content. Dianne Feinstein threatening Rand Paul, if you say the name, we'll come after you. And then President Trump's son, Don Jr., said the name, Eric Chiaramella. I said it last week before President Trump's son said it. But I said allegedly, might be, seems to be, people are saying it is, just to be on the safe side. Very careful how I say things. Because you don't know it to be a fact. Just because a site reports it doesn't mean it's a real clear investigation a week ago. It's Eric Chiarmella. Doesn't mean it is, right? But everyone in Washington seems to know it is. They've all told me it is. And the question is, why are you so afraid for his name to get out? And the answer is, because he's a fraud. Because he worked for the CIA. It's a deep state plant. It's a deep state fraud. It's a deep state frame job against President Trump. He didn't even hear the conversation. He heard it from someone who heard it from someone who heard it from someone. And he's got an axe to grind. He used to work for Biden. And he used to work for Clapper and Brennan, who are going to jail. Clearly, Clapper and Brennan are going to jail. And if being a whistleblower is so important, it's such an exalted status, the media acts like it's the most important thing in the world, a whistleblower. He's not a whistleblower. He's a liar, a leaker, and a fraud, and in my opinion, a real criminal, a traitor to America. He committed treason to leak the president's phone calls. Can you imagine if I leaked Obama's phone calls? Can you imagine if there was a Republican who leaked Obama's phone calls? Just think about that for a moment. Or as I said on last night's show, and the idea was inspired by a fan. Can you imagine if Obama was being impeached and Mitt Romney was running against him for president and they allowed Mitt Romney to vote as a U.S. senator whether Obama should be impeached? You can't allow that. Talk about a conflict of interest. You can't allow that. So how do you allow Bernie Sanders to vote? Or Elizabeth Warren to vote? All United States senators. Amy Klobuchar. Kamala Harris. Cory Booker of New Jersey. Boy, I've got to remember a lot of names on this show. Unbelievable. How do I whip them out of my 58-year-old head? I don't know. But I get them. They're there. There's some cobwebs. They open up, and the name pops out. Those are five U.S. senators who have massive conflicts of interest, because if they vote yes, impeach Trump, he's out of office. They have a better shot at being president. That's like me running a corporation, and you allow the entire jury judging me to be all the CEOs of the companies that are my competitors. Are you kidding me? So anyway, if it's so important to be protect a whistleblower, how come CBS fired the staffer today who leaked the hot mic video of Amy Robach of ABC News revealing that the network killed the Jeffrey Epstein story to protect Hillary Clinton's campaign in 16? CBS fired the whistleblower who leaked it because the person who leaks it is not a good person. The person who leaked it is a creep. And this guy, Eric Chiarmella, therefore, is a creep. If CBS can fire the leaker, then we could certainly question the leaker and cast aspersions on the leaker. And President Trump has to have a lawyer cross-examine the leaker. All right, let me thank the sponsor of this segment of the show, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold and silver and precious metals in all of America for 35 years. National spokesman, the one and only Pat Boone. How's that for credibility? Gold has held its value over history better than any other asset class on earth. You got a free report and a free video coming up. Watch the ad coming up right now from my sponsor, Swiss America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
War now!
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are looking to subpoena the whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal, but Democrats who run the committee are likely to reject their request. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he believes a whistleblower should have to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. The anonymous whistleblower filed a formal complaint about President Trump's July phone call with the president of Ukraine. It is worth noting the whistleblower was not on the call and did not hear it firsthand. Vice President Mike Pence in New Hampshire on Thursday formally signs the paperwork to put President Trump and himself on the ballot. While there, the vice president touts the progress in front of a raucous crowd.
Rebuild our military, revive the American economy, restore and strengthen the constitutional foundation of our courts, has America standing tall in the world again, has made America great again.
The New Hampshire primary is set for February 11th, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, got a great guest for you. You know, we changed the format of the show, so almost no callers anymore. Lots of content from me, a lot less time talking about a sponsor of the show. All the time is now the content and the guests. And so we have a great guest, Bernie Kerik, friend of mine, former New York City police commissioner, during 9/11. So one, in my opinion, one of the great heroes in law enforcement, one of the most storied backgrounds, resumes, bios you'll ever see in your lifetime. This guy is the definition of an American hero and patriot, and I'm proud to say he's my friend. And I want to talk about what's going on in New York City with the police protests. So who'd be better to turn to than Bernie Kerik? Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Bernie, how are you?
Thanks, Wayne. I'm doing good.
Always great to have you on, man. Look, you know I love the police. I've been a big fan of the police my whole life. And I just can't believe there's people that hate cops and scream F the police and think it's okay to jump a turnstile because you're black or Hispanic. I just, look, I have nothing against someone because of the color of their skin. But if you believe in equality, then nobody can jump a turnstile. You can't say because you're black and life's been tough, you have a right to not pay the fare to get on the subway. That's breaking the law. And if everyone breaks the law, pretty soon everyone will break the law. If a few people break it, no one does anything about it, everyone will break the law. What do you say about all this?
Well, the reason they're breaking the law, the reason they're jumping the turnstiles, because they're being emboldened by people like AOC and others, other Democratic leaders, socialist leaders, that are basically saying you don't have to pay your fair share. As long as you have that, they think they're, you know, it's okay to do. But the bottom line is somebody has to pay that bill. Somebody has to pay for those subways. You don't like the service on the subway, don't take it. Take a bus. Walk. But at the end of the day, you know, this all started with them complaining about service and saying that they didn't have to pay as a result, and that's nonsense.
What about the protests themselves? They're not just about jumping turnstiles. Mostly the protests are about saying we hate cops, right? I mean,
yeah, well, listen, this is a continuation of the Ferguson effect. This is a continuation of the socialist Democratic Party that is anti-cop. They despise cops. They victimize thugs, and they demonize. And this is something they've been promoting now for the last several years. So, you know, as we see that continue, you're going to see things like this happen. At the end of the day, I think, you know, administrations, political leadership, mayors and governors, you better start taking action. You better hold people accountable for their conduct and their action, because if you don't, it's only going to get worse. And then you have a community of chaos, lawlessness, you know, destruction of personal and private property. And it's only going to get worse. So
yeah, but Bernie, you say mayors and governors, you better take action. If they're a Republican, there's a chance at least they'll take action. You'd like to think they would. But if they're a Democrat, they're not going to take action. They're on the side of these people. You must believe de Blasio is on the side of the protesters in New York City, right?
No, of course he is. I mean, he's a guy that gave them refuge when they were out there with the Black Lives Matter group, which is basically a domestic terror group calling for the assassination of cops. So, you know, this is somebody that was supporting them. But at the end of the day, you have to look at what happens in these communities, right? You go back before Rudy Giuliani in 1994 and look at what was going on in New York City when nobody wanted to work, visit, live, or go to school in a place where they weren't safe. And when you have that, you have reductions in economic development. You have reductions in real estate value. You have increases in violent crime and murder. And that's what we're seeing going on all over the country under the Democratic leadership. So, you know, and it's only going to get worse if it doesn't change.
All right, so I'm going to switch up from the trouble in New York led by rabble-rousing radical terrorist. No, well, not, I wouldn't say terrorist. I'll say rabble-rousing radical socialists like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Some of the people in the group are like terrorists, but she's not a terrorist, but she's certainly supportive of people who hate the system and want to tear the system down. But let's move from that to the deep state and what's happening with President Trump. So first of all, the definition of a whistleblower. In my opinion, Bernie, I've said this on the show for 2 weeks now, this isn't a whistleblower. This is a criminal. You can't allow people to spy on the president of the United States. This person is a leaker, a spy, and a traitor for ratting out a conversation between the president of the United States and a world leader. You can't conduct a country if people are going to listen in on your phone calls, can you?
No, listen, so let's make it clear. A whistleblower, the law that protects whistleblowers, protects them from retaliation and from being terminated from their job. It doesn't protect them from being outed or having to go public and people know who they are and what they said, what they really said. This guy is not a whistleblower, in my opinion. He's a covert operative. He's a treasonous covert operative that was engaged by the Democratic Party to basically target the president as a part of this ongoing coup that's been going on for the last 2.5 years.
Where does it say in the law, Bernie, that a whistleblower doesn't have to be cross-examined by the president's lawyer? How can you let him get away with that?
It doesn't say in the law. It's never going to say in the law. There has to be due process. But just to take this a step further, the leaker, this covert operative, right, to his attorney in 2017, his attorney said publicly that the coup was coming, that the impeachment was coming.
Right.
He said all this publicly. He tweeted stuff out in 2017. That's this guy's lawyer. I think this is outrageous. I think it's treasonous. I think Adam Schiff should be investigated by the FBI and the Department of Justice for his conspiracy with this guy, with the leaker. I just think it's outrageous that this thing can continue. Another witch hunt that takes up millions of dollars of taxpayer money, knowing that it should have never happened in the first place.
Well, what's going to happen, Bernie Kerik, when, now I'm not saying it's going to happen, I'm saying I've heard it's going to happen. But if it happens, if what I've heard is true, this leaker, who allegedly is named Eric Chiarmella, this leaker is the same guy who was involved in getting the fraudulent FISA warrant. Somehow he's involved with the FISA warrant, so he's been in two different investigations, the Russian collusion and now this one, and they're both witch hunts, and they're both frauds, and they're both perpetrated by people that were scared of Trump becoming president and going after the bad people in the D.C. swamp. If he's connected to both, now you know why Democrats are so hysterical at his name coming out when the IG's report should be released any day now, I'd say in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I think what's going to happen is you're going to get some of that out of the IG report. But keep in mind, Durham up in Connecticut is conducting the investigation for the Attorney General. He's going to have a lot of this in that investigation. If this guy was actually involved in that process as well, I think this is going to be much bigger than people anticipate, which is exactly why Adam Schiff and the Democratic members of Congress did not want this guy's identity revealed. They didn't want anybody to know who it was. And there's a reason for that.
Right. And by the way, the deep state is scared to death. You're going to find out that this guy worked for Clapper and Brennan, and he worked under Biden. Can you imagine the Democratic Party has their panties in an uproar, excuse the saying, but the reason why is because they think Trump had a conflict of interest when he called Ukraine's president and said, go investigate Biden. I don't think there's any conflict. That's the president's job to investigate corruption. But forget that for a minute. What about the conflict of interest that this guy, this alleged quote-unquote whistleblower leaker, Chiarmella, works for Biden, who's now running against Trump, and he's ratting on Trump? Isn't that a terrible conflict? How would anyone believe a word this guy says?
Listen, Chiarmella has more issues than that. Not only did he work for Biden, He worked for
Brennan and Clapper, right?
He worked for Clapper. He's been a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party. And it goes on.
Terrible.
And on. At
awful,
the end of the
awful.
Day, it's treasonous. That's right. What it is. It's treasonous.
All right. Let's move on from all the deep state stuff and the problems of the police in New York to another New York problem, because you're Mr. New York and I'm Mr. Original New York, and that is the homeless population. So, Bernie, the last time I was in New York, which was in late May, I've had homeless people come up to me many times in New York, right? No one has ever before been abusive to me. I had a homeless guy who threatened my life and screamed at me and my fiance coming out of a fancy restaurant in New York. Obviously, things have changed and the homeless are aggressive now. And there's all kinds of homeless problems in New York City. And I hear they're shipping them all over the country. Is that legal to put a homeless person on a plane and send them to Las Vegas and make your problem my problem?
Well, I don't know if it's legal, and I don't know how much of it there is, but I can tell you this. A couple of months ago, I had to co-host Joe Piscopo's radio show.
I like Joe, a friend of mine.
Wall Street.
Hey, Bernie, do me one favor. Hold on. Just hang on, because we'll bring you back. You'll be a double guest here. Come on in the next segment. The music's on, which means you've got to take a quick break. We've got Bernie Kerik, the former New York City police commissioner, not just any police commissioner, one of the greatest New York City history from a horrible moment in our history, the 9/11 period of New York City. And this guy was the guy who comforted our great city when I lived there. Great man. We'll be right back with Bernie Kerik. Let me mention the sponsor coming up, Dr. Joseph Williams and Vacation Restoration. How would you like a free vacation in Las Vegas? If you have thinning hair, balding hair, or you are bald as a cue ball, this guy is the most amazing hair restoration doctor in the world. Stay tuned and watch his commercial now. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My my four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, no surprise. My fans wind up on the right team. Newsmax poll question, should the whistleblower's name be made public? Yes or no? And, of course, I get weighed in on my opinion. Of course, yes. And the answer was 99% of you voted yes. 99% yes, 1% no. I want to know who the 1% is. Who's the 1% out there that voted no? It's like when they have polls for the Democratic presidential nomination and, you know, one person votes for whoever it is. I don't know. Scaramucci. One person, no, not even one voted for de Blasio. De Blasio got zero. But you like to know who the one is. It's amazing. All right. Let's talk to our guest, Bernie Kerik, former New York City Police Commissioner during 9/11. Great man. And I want to talk to you about the homeless. You were about to tell us a story when we left. I had asked you the question, is it legal for New York City, if it's true, that they're paying money, $1,000, $2,000, to put homeless people on plane flights and send them out of New York to other cities, 300 cities around the country, including Las Vegas, where I live. How do you do that? How is that legal?
Well, I don't know if it's legal, but that's what's been reported they've been doing. And I think it's bizarre when they should be addressing the problem internally. You know, a couple of weeks ago, about 2 months ago, I was co-hosting Piscopo's radio show, and I walked up Wall Street about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I went from the East Side Drive up to Broadway. It's about four blocks. And in four blocks, I saw 19 homeless people. I counted
wow.
them.
Wow.
19 homeless. And these are people all laying around in front of the New York Stock Exchange, in front of some of the most prestigious, you know, buildings in New York City, just laying around, you know, dirty, filthy, disgusting. And I can tell you, as Giuliani's police commissioner, I would have been fired. I would have
right.
been fired.
Well, it would have never happened. You wouldn't have let it happen, period. That's what it comes down to.
We had a program at the time, Wayne, you know, for homeless out there. There were a number of different avenues to take them off the streets. If they were sick, you got them to a clinic or you got them to a hospital. If they were not sick, you got them to a shelter. You got them somewhere where it was safe. You got them somewhere where it was, you know, where they weren't out in the cold and the weather. Why they can't do that today, I don't know.
All right, so let me tell you what just happened in Las Vegas, because I think you're going to be happy to hear this. So in Vegas, they had a hearing yesterday, and my fiance attended that hearing, Cindy. She was at the hearing all day. She gave up an entire day of her life to go to one of these boring city council hearings. It was a long day, from like 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Then they voted, and they voted in a new law that says, first of all, you can't camp in front of stores. You can't camp in front of businesses. You can't be homeless and camp in front of homes. And if you are, the police now have a right to come up to you, and if there's a bed available, take you to one of the facilities. If you refuse, you'll be under arrest and face a fine or jail time. I think it's fantastic. I think it's good news. She was there to show her support for it. They passed it. Great job, Las Vegas. What do you think, Bernie?
No, I think it's a great job. And I think, listen, here's the bottom line. Las Vegas depends on tourism, right?
Right.
It depends on economic development and your economic flourishment, right? Well, nobody wants to go to a city where there's crime, violent crime, filth, disgusting, quality of life issues. Nobody wants to do that.
How about poop, pee, and drug needles?
Well, that's San Francisco. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, terrible stuff. And by the way, also in Vegas, though, I'll give you the negative. We have a police chief who it's called sheriff here, who's a Republican. His name's Joe Lombardo. And he saw a judge made a ruling in California that said the police can't hand illegals over to ICE. And he immediately complied with the ruling. The ruling wasn't even in Las Vegas, Bernie. It was in California. And he said, I'm sorry, based on this ruling, we can't hand illegals over to ICE with detainers anymore. So we've now effectively become a sanctuary city based on a California federal judge's, some commie Obama judge's ruling. They're going to ruin my town. You think tourists are going to come to a town that's a sanctuary city with illegals everywhere? That's not good.
I'm really disgusted by these law enforcement executives around the country.
Right.
Not only your guy, but all over the country, that's cowering to this socialist political negative, in which they're, you know, creating sanctuary cities, diminishing ICE's authority, not abiding by federal law. And it's federal law that they cooperate. It's federal law that they basically give the federal government the information they
Bernie, Trump's got to take them on. Trump's got to take them on and make them enforce it. Listen, we got to run. We're headed to the end of the show. We got to run. We'll have you on a more regular basis, either every week or every other week. I want to have you here to talk about law enforcement issues. Bernie Carrick, right. We love you. Thank you, man. Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Carrick. I want to mention all of you. First of all, of course, as I always end every show, I love the police. I appreciate the police. I appreciate you putting your life on the line for all of us when you go out there every day with your badge and your gun. You are my heroes. Be safe tonight. God bless you. And the military and the veterans, what you've done can never be repaid. You're the best people in the world. And that could be why almost every veteran I've ever met, every active military I've ever met, and every cop is a Republican. And they all love Trump. My kind of people, patriots. All right. Let me also mention, don't turn the channel. Don't go for a bathroom break. Don't go make a sandwich in the kitchen yet. I want you to stay for the commercial coming up next. My wonderful sponsor, My Doctor Suggests. They've got this amazing formula in their products, alkaline structured silver, best defense against colds and flu, and they've been a miracle worker for me. My health's great. Watch the ad, My Doctor Suggests.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.